right. Well, tonight we have a cool service plan for you guys. How many of you guys went to the skate competition today out in the skate park? Saw a few of you out there. Very cool. Well, tonight we have a very special guest. His name's Anthony Carney. He is a professional skater, and he is going to come up here and share with us for a few minutes about what God has done in his life, and maybe you guys will have some chance to ask him questions or something like that. So give it up for Anthony.
Can I stand on here? Because I feel taller. Because I'm pretty short. Thanks. Hi, guys. How you guys doing tonight? How many of you all went to the skateboard competition? Just a few? Cool, because it was a lot of fun. Big weather change for me. Out here is really cold. At home, it's like 70, probably 75 right now, just chilling. The last week was like 85. So big weather change. But really thank you for allowing me to come out here. I thank God for using me to hopefully encourage you kids that, you know, relationship with God is so important and so satisfying. Nothing else in this world could ever take its place. For skateboarding, for me, was my life for years. This year, I've been skateboarding for about 20 years. It started off as just me and my twin brother. I have a twin brother just like Jen has a twin sister. I have a twin brother. He taught me everything in the beginning. And then he got into cars, and he kind of stopped skating, but I kept doing it. First couple years was awesome. There was no skate parks where I lived, so we just skated the streets. From there, I found out there was this... this skate park at this church in Anaheim, and I was real leery of going to church because I was always looked down upon being a skateboarder, and we were so rebellious back in the day. We weren't really, but we were looked upon like that. And I was just kind of weirded out going to church, and I just heard they had rad skate ramps, so I finally went, and man, did it change my life. It was really, really cool. Met a lot of people just in jeans and a t-shirt loving God. And it was just like, whoa, is that for real? And, you know, seeing the love of God in these people, it was real. I was just like, wow, this is life-changing. So I hung around for a few months. At the same time, I got sponsored and I started traveling the world, doing a lot of skateboard competitions. First place I got to fly to was Germany. First time on an airplane. And I really don't like flying long places because you get kind of jacked up. I don't know if you guys fly, but yeah, the altitude changes. But anyway, that was a lot of fun. But, you know, God planted a seed when I went to church of my desire. And every one of us, we have a desire to know God. And from there, he started changing my life little by little. And it was really interesting because the things that I were really into, skateboarding, knowing all the other professionals, wanted to become a professional skateboarder, my desire, my dreams just to travel the world, skateboarding, become a professional, see my name on a skateboard. He started bringing those into my life, but at the same time showing me that it was so empty. You would get to this place where you thought, oh, I'm sponsored. And I'm supposed to be, like, cool. And you get there, and it's like, okay, nothing. Nothing is there. When I got back from Europe, started going to the church, and finding the people around me that encouraged me to go to church and seeing their lives change in front of me, I knew God was leading me somewhere. And from there, learning about God, going to church, and witnessing God's love through people and in people, for me, for everybody, I changed my life to live for him. And from that day, my life changed dramatically. Finding new sponsors, winning a few competitions. Back in California, we have this association called California Amateur Skateboarding League. And back in the day, if you place good in these competitions, you go to a state championship, and you're pretty much set for your skateboarding career. I won that 4 years in a row. The last year that I did it, I don't know if you guys know of Ronnie Krieger, but he's one of the best skateboarders in the world. We tied for first place, even though he's really a lot better than me. It was just a competition. But he went one direction and I went another. And I thank God that he saved me from a life of destruction that was in skateboarding. Because in skateboarding, the image of becoming a professional skateboarder, drinking, partying, drugs, you have to hang out with the right people, get the certain sponsors to make you be a better person, really destroyed a lot of lives right in front of me. Friends dying because they think drinking and drugs was cool, and it was just really, really sucked. I thank God that I never did any of that, and I still became a professional skateboarder. Gosh, so much stuff from just making a choice to live for God. I am here today just to tell you guys, it is so awesome. Stay with it. How many of you guys got a Bible with you? Cool. Open up to Psalm 19, verse 14. I read this in a Bible study, and man, did God speak to me through this. I got this permanently tattooed on my arm because it spoke volumes to me, and I just wanted to make sure every day when I saw that tattoo, put my heart in check. Psalms 19:14 says, let me find it. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. If you guys get a chance, write this down. Put it in your bathroom. Put it next to your bed. Maybe in your car. Oh, wait, you guys aren't driving yet. Put it in your wallet. Put on your sunglasses on the inside. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock, my redeemer, or my strength, my redeemer. That puts me in check every single time. That's why I had to put it on me. When you guys go out, let's say when you wake up and you start your day, if you guys read that, it kind of puts your heart and your mind on where you're supposed to be. That world out there is there to corrupt you and to break you down and destroy you. If you guys get a chance, think about it. How much of the world do you guys allow into your mind and into your heart rather than the Word of God, which is here to save you and to give you life and life more abundantly? I want to thank you guys for letting me come out. If you guys have any questions for me, maybe we could do a little question and answer. Anybody? Yes. Okay. Can we play SK8? Yes. Wait, do I have my... Yeah, I have my board still, yeah. Okay. Anything else? Jen? Who? A company called Ethos Skateboards, Destructo Trucks, Bones Wheels and Bearings, Active Ride Shop, and I just started getting shoes from Lakai. And I hope, God willing, that the guys from Crew might hook up some clothes. That'd be fun. I was saved when I was 23. I know it was a long time ago. Bo was saying I was 19. No. But thanks, I do look 19. I hope. Yes, ma'am. About 9 years. I know. I should stop skating. Wait. Yes, ma'am. Best trick? Ooh, I don't know, but my favorite trick is probably 360 flips. Stale fish was a lot of fun, like on ramps. That one feels really cool. I think that's pretty much it. I like kickflips again. I used to hate them, but now I like them. Yes, ma'am. I turned pro when I was 25, I think. 26? 25. 25 and a half. Yes. I was 14 when I started. I started late, I know. But back then, well, I don't want to say back then. It was back then. Yes, sir. When did I do my first trick? Probably right when I started skating. My brother was skating about 2 years before me, 2 or 3 years. And he just showed me a bunch of stuff, and I just started trying it. Probably little shove-its were the first tricks. And then I think he taught me kickflips. But it was mostly just riding around, going off curbs, trying to go up the curbs. Yes, sir. Worst injury? You know, God is so good to me. I finally broke bones, which is really, it was two fingers, I think. It wasn't even that bad. And I cracked some ribs in the last, like, 2 years, maybe 3 years. But I think the only injury I had really before that was sprained ankles. And I hurt my shoulder, like I fell wrong. But that was pretty much it. And this is 20 years now that I've been doing it. Yes, ma'am. Yes, he is. I think he got saved a few months after me when we started skating at the skate park. Yes, ma'am. Buena Park Junior High and then Buena Park High School. It's in the city of Buena Park, next to Fullerton, which is next to Anaheim, next to Disneyland. Vans Shoes used to have a skate park out in front of their facility in Orange, California, which is next to Anaheim. That was pretty much my first competition, and I choked really bad. I couldn't land anything. I was so nervous. Yes, sir.
Do you still live in California?
Yes, I live in Anaheim, right pretty much over the freeway from the Anaheim Stadium. Yes, sir. Oh, really? Yeah. We're brothers. That's a tough one. I skate street all the time, so I like that. But anytime I get to do a vert ramp or skate a vert ramp is a lot of fun. I like doing a lot of big airs and stuff, so anything like that. 34. I know, weird, huh? I have a twin brother, so he took half of me. Probably when I was about 22, 23, when I found that church that had skateboard ramps. That's pretty much the first church. I went to church with my mom like when I was young, but it was like a Catholic church, and I didn't know what was going on until I went to this other church. And I was about 23, 22, and then all the people were just, man, so in love with God. It was just like drawing me in, so it was really cool. Yeah? No, I wish I did. Oh, man. We have really bad skate parks where I live. Like, it's really bad. But we do have them. Skate parks? Oh, man. A couple hundred, probably. Yes, sir. We did a tour in Germany, went through Germany, Portugal, Switzerland, Czechoslovakia, and then I've been to England twice, Canada, Japan, No, Ireland. That would have been fun. I think that was it. That's it so far. I really want to go to Australia. Yes, sir. At my house presently? 3. Yeah, about 3. I go through probably boards. Depends on what I skate. Probably 2 or 3 a month. Maybe more. Depends on if I skate a handrail, then they're done in one session. Yeah. I think Switzerland was so nice and so pretty, and the people were awesome. I think that was my favorite so far. Yes. 2002, I believe, I was in the X Games. I got 10th place. Yes. I won money. Yeah. No, but it was a lot of fun. There's a lot of weirdness in the X Games. I don't know if you guys noticed that it's so staged. It's really weird to go. But there's a lot of money now, so a lot of people just go make some money. I don't like doing it because it's so like, okay, you got to skate this, this, and this at this time. Ready, go. I'm all, oh, okay, I just want to skate. But anyway, that's my personal. Yes, sir. Presently or back when I was doing it like all the time? Ooh, it varies. Between 1,000 to 3,000 a month sometimes. Sometimes. Yes. Yeah. All the different sponsors break it up. Some pay for hotels, some pay for the plane ride, stuff like that. Yeah, it's really cool. Yes, ma'am. That's a good one. What was the worst place I got in a competition? The worstest? Man. I don't even care. That was back then. I want to say Tampa. I got sick the night before. I got sick on the airplane. Got there, did practice, and it's really, really, really humid in Florida. It was so humid. I got sick. Tried to do my skateboard run. I flopped it. I think I got, out of 200 people, I think I got like 150th or something like that. But yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah. Chris is cool. And he's so good. He's one of my favorite right now. He's your favorite? Dude, he's so talented. Yes, sir. Yes. Yes, sir. New Mexico, probably. Just kidding. I'm kidding. Worst place skating that I've been to. Oh, I don't know. All of it was pretty rad. When I was in parts of Europe, they didn't have roads or sidewalks or anything, so it was kind of weird, but that was about it. Europe was weird. Sure. Five-ish, and then some two other companies just kind of flow me some stuff. I work my butt off. Yes, ma'am. Biggest fear? It's hard to say fear. Just because when you start trusting in God, you know, it kind of defeats all fear, but I fear God. Yes, that's a lot different, bigger story. I do fear God. He is humongous. That's a hard question to answer. I think. Probably not getting married. JK, JK, LOL. Oh. Biggest pressure, maybe breaking something that I couldn't skateboard. Maybe that would, that's a femur. Ooh. Oh, you broke a femur, bummer. Oh. Yes, ma'am. I was born in Orange, right next to Anaheim. So I'm pretty much, yeah, California. Two more questions and then we'll move on. Go ahead. I tried snowboarding. It's kind of weird because it's really slippery. And where I live, we have really bad snow. And going downhill all the time, you forget, like, and you lean back too much. Oh, man. Ooh. Yes, sir. Best way, make a video. A lot of team managers and a lot of companies just want to see what you're all about. And it's not just skating. It's personality. So it's not just your tricks and you're the best at this or whatever. But it's like, it's more of like a personality thing. And I think that should do it. Thanks, guys.
Hey, guys, let's pray for him. Here. There we go. Is that better? Is that better? Hey, short guys don't have as far to fall in skating. So, see, when I skate, I have 6'5" to fall to the ground. So, let's pray for him. God, I just want to lift up Anthony. Thank you so much for bringing him out here. God, it is amazing what you can do in people's lives. And Lord, Anthony and so many others are a testimony of that. So, God, we just pray for his ministry, that you would help him as he goes to different countries and different churches and different skate parks, Lord. I pray that you would work powerfully through his life, through his words, through his testimony, Lord. And we thank you so much for bringing him here tonight. And we thank you for what you're doing in each of our lives, Lord. Continue to work and help us to be bold and to go out there and show this world that being a Christian is so much better than the way a lot of people make it seem. So, Lord, we just lift this up to you. Thank you so much for bringing Anthony here tonight. In your name we pray. Amen. Give another hand for Anthony. Very nice. All right, well, here's what we're going to do. Right now, we've got about 20 minutes left of service. So what we're going to do, everybody listen up here. I told you guys that, you know, a couple weeks ago, I had you guys email in pictures of things that you guys were thankful for. So I put together a little slideshow.